Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajkav Churubhyas Chakrita Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Was it great? Privilege and pleasure to be able to say a few words in the glorification of Srila Prabhupada on this very sacred occasion, very, very sacred occasion of the 35th anniversary of his disappearance from this world, at least in visible terms. I was listening very carefully, trying to listen very carefully to Srila Prabhupada's class on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila chapter 1 verse 13. It's very important verse, and Srila Prabhupada spoke so extremely profoundly on this essential subject, which is something which actually I've been thinking about and meditating on over the last week or so as we're coming up to this occasion, that what are our responsibilities, what are our duties to Srila Prabhupada as his disciples, and those who, in one sense you could say simply by default, thrust into certain situations in his movement and in life in general. What does Srila Prabhupada want from us? And is such a reminder. What Srila Prabhupada said was such a reminder, and this occasion, in the association of all you wonderful devotees, is also such a great reminder that we really do have very specific duties and responsibilities to Srila Prabhupada, that for our own good, and for the future of Srila Prabhupada's movement, we have to follow Srila Prabhupada, follow his instructions, you could say, meticulously. I was told one thing many years ago, a Prabhupada said, I hope it is valid, but it sounds very good. Srila Prabhupada was asked once, how do you find sincerity? What is sincerity for a devotee and for a disciple of yours? And I was told Srila Prabhupada responded that sincerity means that you'll follow each and every instruction of mine, no matter how small. So certainly it will be for our great benefit if we can do that to whatever degree we're capable of doing that. And also, it is so important and essential for the future of the Krishna consciousness movement, which ultimately means for the future of this world, that we really try to do like that. That Srila Prabhupada wanted us to live in certain ways, to maintain certain standards in our lives, in our personal lives, in Krishna consciousness, to follow the four regulative principles, to chant 16 rounds a day minimum, and to preach his message, try and spread his message in one way or another, in creative ways, to distribute his message all over the world and try to touch the heart of everyone in this world. This is these are our duties as followers of Srila Prabhupada. This will help us. And the more we can do like this, then it will help the world. So, of course, many, many devotees have many types of expertises, qualifications, abilities, capabilities like that to do so many things. Many devotees are very knowledgeable, including in Shastra. Many devotees are very clever, intelligent in terms of organizing things for the maintenance and development of the Krishna consciousness movement. Many devotees are very creatively minded. So that is all very good. But of course, in this world, there are many knowledgeable people, and even outside of Prabhupada's movement, there are many people who are knowledgeable in all these different capabilities in the service of Srila Prabhupada, so that his movement can develop as dynamically as possible, but in a way which is actually in keeping with his desires and with Krishna consciousness as he gave it. So one thing that I think from time to time is that of course I have very few qualifications of any sort really, but whatever I can do, I would like that when my time comes, the time is coming, when my time comes to depart, and afterwards some devotees may remember me, that they would remember me as, you could say, as a Prabhupada man. That to me is the essence of what is valuable in my life. It is the essence of what is valuable in life and in Krishna consciousness. And on this day I pray at the lotus feet of my beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, to please keep me at his lotus feet and somehow or other keep guiding me and blessing me so I can continue on for the rest of this life in his service by his mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Wonderful. And you do the Maharaj.